go to our immediate north, PNG. Big developments there, and a lot of people concerned about the, well, fundamentally, the government in PNG getting into bed with the Chinese government. Have a listen to this. Cairns Post, page 9 today. A grovelling statement of support has underlined the extent of China's reach into the South Pacific after another major project adjacent to Australia's coastline was unveiled. Now, PNG has ticked off a $30 million deal for Chinese loans to be directed to the creation of a special economic zone at Kikora, a relatively small coastal town in the Gulf of Papua. PNG's acting Prime Minister, Soroy Eo, was full of syrupy plaudits for the global giant. That's China. Syrupy plaudits for the global giant when disclosing the deal. I won't go on all the details of what he had to say. But it says here, political strategist Jeff Wall, who's worked as advisor to several past PNG prime ministers, said he believed there were serious implications for us here in Australia. The site has had little going for it economically, mozzies and crocodiles mostly. But it reaps great value from its position between Port Moresby and Daru, and in turn, of course, Cape York. Cut to the chase, China's flagged plans to build a $200 million fisheries park and factory, even closer to Australia on the island of Daru. And it already has substantial holdings in Moresby itself. Now, this latest maritime play in Kikora would drop the bamboo curtain, they call it, the bamboo curtain over three of the closest and most significant points in terms of security for Australia's northeastern territory. Now, very interesting indeed what this Jeff Wall has had to say. I've just put a call through to Kevin Byrne. He spent many of his early years in PNG. He was born up there, actually, on Manus Island, if I remember rightly. And former mayor of Cairns, also these days president of Cairns Tourism Industry Association. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Do you agree with what Jeff Wall has said fundamentally, the real serious implications for us here in Australia of this deal with China by PNG?
Look, there's a lot of currency in this thought at the moment. This story had been doing the rounds about 6 weeks ago, and he writes for basically a journal, the website where you put articles up. It was picked up by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, and it's linking the Belt and Road Initiative that China's pushing throughout the Pacific. I think they'll run out of puff with that personally. But anyway, let's go to the New Guinea situation.
Yeah.
Warren Entz picked up on it, and Vonda Malone from the Torres Strait picked up on it, and so on. The chances of anything happening like that in Daru, $200 million worth, funded by the Communist Party, is extremely unlikely. And the reason I say that is because all the fishing around there is governed by a treaty between Australia and Papua New Guinea anyway. It's unlikely that that port, could sustain that sort of expense. What would it do? What's the strategic importance of it to China? Nil. There were people saying, a Chinese fishing fleet's going to come down here and operate out of Daru. Chances of that happening once again are nil, because all the fishing areas are governed by treaty arrangements. So there was a lot of hype to this story. I personally know Jeff Wall. He has worked in Papua New Guinea. He still has reasonable contacts and sometimes good contacts in Papua New Guinea. But let's go to the acting Prime Minister, Soroy Eo. That particular gentleman comes from Kikori. And traditionally in Papua New Guinea, when these people get fated by the Chinese, they basically put in front of them some words that they want them to repeat in the media. This is the Chinese side. Soroy Eo, I would think in this particular instance, has been a victim of circumstance. Mm. These guys quite sincerely do not understand strategy. They do not understand the importance of words. And when you talk about China and you talk about Chinese government money being spent in close proximity to Australia on infrastructure, words become bullets. They don't understand that. I think this has been picked up probably by the PNG national newspaper or the Post Courier, and it's been picked up from there and repeated, and it has become greater than what it is. And let's flick back to the Belt and Road Initiative. That was an initiative started many years ago. You remember,
yeah.
The Victorian government got involved,
sure,
with the Belt and Road Initiative. It's really a poison chalice, that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And I think as we get older and wiser, we're awake up to this paper from China, and I wouldn't put too much credence in the story at all.
All right, Kevin, appreciate your comments on this matter. Thank you. That's Kevin Byrne, former Cairns Mayor and these days President of Cairns Tourism Industry Association. Now, we're going to the national news, back with more talk after the news.